Our 3:30 topic for the next 45 minutes is on non-competes, trade secrets, and injunctions. How do you show irreparable harm? Our speakers are Jason Boulette and Mike Marin from Boulette, Golden, and Marin. I've heard them speak before. They're great. They're engaging. Let me tell you something about them. Jason is a board-certified lawyer in labor and employment law, has been voted the 2020 Lawyer of the Year in Management Employment Law. He's also been repeatedly recognized as a Texas super lawyer, Texas rising star, and one of the best lawyers in America. Jason's a frequent speaker. He was also previously with Vinson and Elkins before starting his firm that represents employers in employment, litigation, and corporate immigration matters. Mike Marin is a former Vinson and Elkins litigation partner with more than 25 years of practice. Mike represents clients in employment, technology, trade secrets, non-compete, and business litigation matters in Central and West Texas. His practice also includes internal investigations, employment contracts, non-competes and non-disclosure agreements, and some federal state agency compliance, counseling, and training. With that, I'll turn it over to them.
Thank you so much. Well, how is everybody doing this afternoon? We're going to work on that. So one thing that is occurring to me is I really need to update that intro because it just emphasizes that I was not voted the best management lawyer in Austin the last 3 years. So I think I should probably take that out of the intro. 2020 was a while ago. I still remember it pre-pandemic. The world was a different place. We're going to dive right in the interest of time. the first time we drafted this, it was homework assignments, decided that had a negative connotation, so we changed it to assignments. These are actual takeaways from the presentation that we would encourage you to do. Assignment number one, and this is going to be something that Mr. Marine is going to talk about. Do you actually know what your company's most important trade secrets are? I think there, and this is kind of the focus of the talk, there is a real tendency in the non-compete space to get tied up in drafting the agreement just the right way. Allow me to be clear. There is no such thing as a perfectly drafted non-compete. It used to be super hard to make non-competes because we had a bizarre case called Light versus Sintel. Then a Texas Supreme Court case came along called Cheshnoff. It dismantled Sintel over the course of a series of decisions, and the emphasis now is reasonableness. If you stand in front of a judge, though, and ask them to put somebody out of work, the first question they're going to ask you is, why should I? They're not going to say it like that, but it's what they're going to say. The answer to that very frequently is because there's a trade secret at risk. And that's the emphasis on being able to prove harm. That presupposes you have some clue of what your company's trade secrets are right now as you sit here. And if you don't, one of the takeaway assignments that Mike's going to go into more detail about is to get it. Is to say, how do I actually, if I really wanted to go protect the most vital information in my organization, would I know how to do it? Number two, since it is May 2023, there is no conceivable way to give a CLE presentation without talking about ChatGPT. If you are speaking in May 2023 and not somehow shoehorning ChatGPT into your presentation, you're doing it wrong. That said, this actually matters here. We're going to talk about the Samsung breach that kind of occurred via ChatGPT, and if you've not heard of that, you're going to hear about it today, and what you're supposed to do going forward. Three, and you've already heard a little bit about this today, is the FTC rule. And the kind of big picture question there is, if this thing actually sees the light of day and somehow makes it out of a probably East Texas courtroom, could you continue to survive? The answer, spoiler, is yes, you could. But that's only if you did homework assignment number one really well. And in fact, if you do number one really well, number three becomes a lot less important. The final four is kind of tying it all together and saying, in reality, if you had to go do this tomorrow, you know, TROs, if you've ever done one, happen with blazing speed. It wasn't what you were planning to do the day you walked in, and it suddenly becomes the only thing you're doing for the next several days in a row. You're canceling a whole lot of meetings and other commitments and focused on this one objective, which is get a temporary restraint. You can do some of that work in advance. It is actually possible to be ready for a TRO. It is anticipating the unexpected is something you can do. And this last little bit here, we'll talk about it. Before that, though, I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Marine, who's going to walk you through assignment number one, which is identifying trade secrets.
All right, assignment number one. Do you actually know what your company's trade secrets are that you would want to protect? And that's not a rhetorical question. It's a real question. And is it something that is worth your time to go investigate with your business leaders to say, hey, what do you have that is important to the company that gives us economic value, that brings us value that other people do not know?